see the hard work that goes into it. And as a racer, I appreciate that because there's so much work that goes into getting these facilities ready for a cup race. And Worldwide Technology Raceway has finally been rewarded for that hard work. I'm living my dream, and I want to fit as many races into this time of my life as possible.
720 WGN, excited to have on the line coming off a Truck Series win in Charlotte. Four trucks, you know, also former Camping World Truck Series most popular driver. Currently in the number two spot for the NASCAR Cup Series and driver of the number one Chevrolet for Trackhouse Racing, the one and only Ross Chastain. Welcome back to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it's always great to have you on, and you have been giving Ross Chastain fans a lot of things to be excited about this whole season. Coming up, the entire St. Louis market in Midwest is excited for the first opportunity for a Cup Series race at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Experts are predicting you as a front runner for this weekend. You've won races at this track. Talk a little bit about the excitement to get back to a place you've had success at and share it with a sold-out, first-time-ever Cup Series crowd in St. Louis.
Yeah, It is cool. I mean, I first ran at the track in 2018 as a starting part driver. The whole goal of a program like that is to go run laps, but never have a pit crew, never have sets of tires to change, and just basically run until you run out of gas and park it, and you make your purse money. And as a driver, I got paid a little bit, and that's it. We filled the field out, and I wanted to do that because I wanted to know the track in case I ever came back there with a chance to compete. It was one of the few tracks I had never been to. So did that and never thought at the time that the very next year I would come back and win the race. But we did with Nice Motorsports and the 45 truck. And yeah, both of those races now are helping me prepare, and a cup car that's never been there, and the whole series has never been there. And a lot of the drivers haven't either. So I'm glad that my past and experience will help me prepare, but that's not to say that it's going to help me on the track once we get there. It helps today on Wednesday.
Well, you know too that these guys have hundreds of dates on the schedule. It is a regular drag racing venue. They do IndyCar there, lots of community racing, dirt track type stuff in the area. I mean, that area really deserves a cup race. That's a lot of race fans there.
Yeah, it is. They do a great job, and I'm glad they've been, rewarded for that hard work for a long time. And the Bomarito group out there, I know, is so big in the Chevy fold, and their hard work and commitment to the sport is paying off with a Cup Series race. And, it's not unnoticed. I don't know any of the people out there. I don't claim to be friends with anybody, but I see the hard work that goes into it. And as a racer, I appreciate that because I've only ever been on the steering wheel side of the racetrack. And there's so much work that goes into track prep and getting these facilities ready for a cup race. And, Gateway and Worldwide Technology Raceway has finally been rewarded for that hard work.
Yep. And in the past, two sold out Truck Series races. And so they have huge attendance for that as well. Now, let's talk a little bit about trucks. You've had success in multiple series and have had a great season overall at the Cup Series. But are you racing trucks just because you're great at it? Or is it because you feel maybe it keeps you sharp? Or is it just another way to get out there, race more, and have fun with the fans?
B, all of the above. It's the best training I can do, racing on the racetrack that the cup cars are on the same weekend on a similar vehicle is just invaluable. I have a ton of fun racing with Nice Motorsports. It's Cody Fall and Al Nice are they're just family. We're like family together, and going to battle with them and winning at Charlotte with Cody Fall as my crew chief. His first win as a crew chief is just incredible. And, from there, I just can't think of anything better to do with a day or a night of my life than to race at one of the top levels in NASCAR. And, I'm living my dream, and I want to fit as many races into this time of my life as possible.
Yeah, the fans are loving it. They're getting more opportunities watching, obviously, the success out there. So all those benefits it gives you on sort of that kind of recon intel side, it's really great for the fans as well. And even though Worldwide Technology Raceway is just 5 minutes from downtown St. Louis, it's actually in Illinois, and you've been in our state making a difference, supporting some great causes and some of your sponsors with Moose Heart. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you're doing leading up to race weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. The Moose Fraternity is, for those that don't know, a a nationwide chain of fraternities that are spread out across the country and nearly a million Moose members. And it's a great place to fellowship. It's a great place to have events or to go socialize. But the goal of it is two places. So Moose Haven is an end-of-life home and campus in Jacksonville, Florida, where you can go and live out your days in a retirement-style village and campus, and they'll take care of you to the end of your time. Kind of like the most unknown and best life insurance policy I've ever heard about. And from there, the other side of that is Moose Heart, and that's up near Chicago. That's taking in kids that don't have, you know, a family to live with, at the time, and are either going to go into the foster care program or different scenarios that aren't as good as what Moose Heart provides. It's a total all-inclusive campus where kids come in from birth to college, and they raise them in a style house that is built like where they're from. So they have a Northeast, like a New England style house. They have a Florida house, a Southwest Arizona house, a Texas house. They have, a lot of different style houses. And that's, so you have a little piece of home. Remember, you know, home being like in a foster family in there, you know, caring for the kids, several kids, and they have school there. They have shop class. They've got, you know, schooling from pre-kindergarten all the way to 12th grade high school. And it's pretty incredible. I've been there a few times, and it never gets any easier to leave. Just starting to form a little bit of a relationship with some of the people there now, right? Like coming back year after year and now winning in the Moose car. I've gotten pictures sent to me of all kinds of, right, coloring pages where they've drawn the one car and the watermelon being smashed. And it's really cool to give them something to cheer for every weekend. And then it's back to school on Monday morning for them.
You know, that is one of the great things about NASCAR, about racing, about this platform for drivers and personalities that decide to go ahead and utilize it for that purpose. Is you have this stage, right? And you're able to go ahead not only and promote great products and everything, but also higher purpose. You of course, we all know about the watermelon growers and raising awareness for that and the farmers and all of that kind of stuff that you do in here with Moose Heart as well. It's pretty cool. Cool to be able to take what it is that you're doing and kind of pay it forward in a big way and on a big stage. A couple more tiny questions here. St. Louis, you're familiar with it, the wins, and so a lot of your Cup Series contemporaries are not as familiar. Have they been asking you, like, hey, Ross, where are some great places to go, maybe to, whether it's like for fun for the family or to get a good meal or great restaurants? Have you been sharing any kind of St. Louis recon or intel with them?
I'll be honest, I'm pretty boring when it comes to race weekend, so I don't get out much. I stick to the same kind of food that I eat every week, and it's pretty plain. A lot of chicken and rice, so I don't get too wild. If I'm staying after the race for something, then I'll go, but I'd rather be safe than sorry going into race weekend.
Well, we know that the food groups include watermelons. The last thing that listeners had a question on is, you know, when they're not always in season, like here in Chicago, we can't get them all the time. Do you try to get watermelons locally in the market to support some local things that are going on? Or do you have a secret private stash of elite watermelons that are designated for optimum smashing when you win?
Yeah, it's always evolving. So, we just wrapped up our harvest for my family farm in South Florida. So we were harvesting from the middle of April through just a few days ago before Memorial Day. And so for that time, we were bringing them from our farm, right? It was special to us to do that. That's where the ones from the truck race Friday night came from, our farm. But most of the year we buy them at the grocery store. That's where we're getting them. So, watermelons in our food supply chain is evolving. You can get watermelons year round. They're not a lot of them in the stores. You might have to look around, but watermelons are being shipped to your grocery store 365 days a year. So I know it's thought of as a seasonal summertime fruit, but don't lose sight. If you really want some, you can find it. We are shipping 365 days a year, and there are other farms doing the same thing.
Well, you know, you can always find them. Look around your local grocery store. Ross Chastain says that. And, of course, you can always find them smashed on the track or in victory lane at a NASCAR race. And that's one of the things, too. So, Ross, we'll let you get back to it. A lot going on. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com for Moose Heart. And enjoy St. Louis, and look forward to seeing you there, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.